Blog Talk Radio.
You know there's more to this world than what you're told. Paranormal phenomenon, supernatural forces, government conspiracies, alien visitors. Step out of the world you see, open up your mind, and get ready for another round of strange at the Supernatural Radio Show with Corrine DeWinter and Nino Del Padre. Brought to you by PurplePlates.com for harmony, healing, and living energy products for a greater quality of life. Listen up, world. Here's Corrine and Nino.
And that was Mona Garcia, Jewels, from her CD Personal Journey, which is fantastic. All the songs are so beautiful. And welcome to another episode of Supernatural Radio. I am your host, Corrine, and tonight we have Roman Delgado, who I actually just learned about not too long ago. I heard him do readings on another show here on BPR, and I was very, very impressed. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about Roman. Roman has a strong background in energy healing, sound healing, and shamanism. His years of working with the healing arts bring great healing to his mediumship sessions that allow his clients to find the love, closure, and perspective that is often needed. And this is a quote from Roman. I grew up surrounded by a strong mix of Spanish and Native American cultures. The name of this venture reflects that. And I'm probably going to butcher this name. I'm sorry. And Nahuatl Aztec, the word Teotl refers to God and spirit, the creative force behind all things. Tonali is a term referring to the soul, a divine spark needed for a healthy life. Together, they loosely translate to divine soul, words that reflect my view of the sanctity of the human spirits with which I communicate both in the living world and on the other side. And I'm going to bring Roman on right now. Hi, Roman.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello. I am doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm okay. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. I appreciate it so very much. Okay, so Roman, can you tell us a little bit about, and I know you're a healer. I heard you doing healings when you were doing readings on the show that I first heard you on. Can you tell us how you connect to the spirits and maybe a little bit more about that?
I prepare to do my work by entering a partial trance. I use some of my shamanic training to enter an altered state of consciousness, which allows me to be neither in the world of the living nor in the world of the dead. I am, when I am working, between the worlds, which allows me to communicate with both. I use the sound of a rattle to help me induce a trance before I begin my workday, and I use the same sound of the rattle in a traditional shamanic beat in order to return to a normal consciousness at the end of my workday.
Wow. Okay. And Roman, would you say having the background that you do have in Mexico, how has that influenced you?
Oh, that's interesting, incredibly. My very first teachers, not only in any spiritual art, were members of my own family. You know, my entire family practiced some sort of alternate form of spirituality. So it was a family venture that, when I grew as an adult, I wanted to enrich and I wanted to delve more into in my own. You know, I wanted to find my own footing in the world based on the foundation that my ancestors had laid for me.
Right, right. And it's so important, and I know you would completely agree with this, so important to honor where we came from and our ancestry and all that. So that's incredible that you've carried on. I mean, it's not totally incredible, but it's great that you've carried on the traditions.
It's been quite the journey, and I'm enjoying it quite a bit.
And I also noticed, Roman, that you actually do paranormal events too.
For a while I was working at a place that was founded and run by paranormal investigators. For a while I worked at Spooked in Seattle Ghost Tours in downtown Seattle in Pioneer Square. And that was a company started by the oldest paranormal research group in the Pacific Northwest. And they give ghost tours of actual haunted locations around Seattle. And I worked there as the in-house medium, giving readings for people between tours. And I also do group readings now that I'm not the in-house medium anymore, but I still do group readings there every once in a while.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I mean, that must have been interesting to do. And I wonder, I mean, have you ever surprised yourself with the information you've gotten? I know all of it probably comes in or comes to you and it's like, wow, you know, but can you think of anything that has just really taken you by surprise?
Oh, yes. I tell every single one of my clients before a reading is, if something I'm telling you makes sense, please let me know that it makes sense to you, because that is the only way I know I am not crazy. Would you like me to give you an example?
Yes, please.
I was doing a psychic fair last year, and during the reading for the psychic fair, my client's grandmother came through, and the grandmother was saying to me that she was a horrible cook. She used to bake and cook like there was no tomorrow every day, and her family would take her food right after she made it and throw it away because it was unedible. And she kept cooking because she loved it, and she laughed about it, and I heard this in my psychic senses, and I passed it along to her, and she was quite mortified because this made absolutely no sense to her. And she was a little bit angry and a little bit distraught, and she left not very happy. About half an hour later, she comes back, and following her is this very elderly woman. And she introduced me. She goes, "Woman, this is my mother." And her mother looks at me and she goes, "Young man, are you aware that my mother was the worst cook that ever lived? She would cook and cook and cook, and we would throw her food away every time and order takeout or go out somewhere to eat because the food was unedible. She would bake like there was no tomorrow, and we will never eat what she baked." So I just started laughing. I go, "Well, I guess if you want to remember your mother, perhaps you can all bake as a family and cook as a family, because she loved cooking so much that even though she was bad at it, she still did it." So somewhere around the Seattle area, there is a family baking in remembrance of grandma.
Right. That's funny. excuse me. So how long, you've been doing this for 20 years, and and in that time period, I mean, you probably have touched so many lives with your healing. Do you, how important is it for you to get the word out about your talents? I mean, because I see, like, Roman, honestly, it was kind of hard for me to find you when I looked for you. And I was like, well, you know, in a way that's kind of cool, because it's like, oh, you're doing what you're doing. You're not trying to, you know, trail ahead and you know. So, I mean, how do you personally find your own spirituality?
Mostly what I do it for the community. I do my work because I love doing it and because my clients seem to enjoy it. Money is not something I worry about. I have my own way of managing my finances, and I have no intention of ever being famous. If it happens, oh dear, but that's fine, I guess. Whatever life brings me, I'll be able to deal with it. But it has never been my intention to be famous. It has never been my intention to be a multimillionaire doing nothing but readings. That's just not why I'm here. My grandmother, who was my very first teacher, used to tell me, when it comes to brujería and curanderismo, the native forms of spirituality of Mexico, it's just that nobody calls themselves a curandero, nobody calls themselves a healer. That is a title that your community bestows upon you as an honor for the service you are giving to them. And that is something that I have taken to heart as an adult. It's just that I am not doing this because it's going to bring me money. I am not doing this because it's going to bring me fame. I'm doing this because it's a service to community, just like my grandmother was a service to her community when I was growing up.
Right. That's fantastic, Roman. Again, we are speaking with Roman Delgado. And are you, in fact, you are a shaman as well, right?
Well, my grandmother used to say that nobody in the right mind called themselves a healer or a shaman or a brujo, whatever you want to call that. That is just, that carries so much baggage. That is something that other people call you. To tell you the truth, it carries so much baggage that when my friends try to call me, I always tell them, please don't call me the F word. Please don't call me the S word, because it just carries so much baggage in today's spiritual landscape that it sounds like I would be bragging, and I'm not. What I am is a tool in the hands of the spirits. If the ancestors and the dearly departed wish to pass on healing through me, I will work with them, and that's about it. That's what I do. I am a tool in the hands of spirit. Whatever else people want to call me, that's up to them.
Right. Wow, that's a great way to look at it, for sure. Okay, so Roman has agreed to do a few readings, but first we're going to find out a little bit more about... So when you know, and I'm not a medium, Roman, obviously, But when you're connecting with spirit, what are you, like, are you seeing pictures or hearing voices, or how does it happen for you?
I am clairvoyant, clairaudient, and clairsentient. I hear things, I see things, and I feel things. Sometimes I hear them in my head, or I hear them as plain as I'm hearing you over the phone. Sometimes I see them plainly, sometimes I see them in my mind, and most oftenly I would feel them in my body.
Okay.
So the spirits now will flash images that are clues about what they're trying to say. They will speak to me in my head, or they will make me feel sensations in my body that relate to their lives or their past.
Right. I noticed that when you did the readings on the other show, that you were feeling the things that the passed on loved ones had felt before they died. And, you know, as I listened, Roman, you were able to say, to tell people, you know, this is how the person felt when they passed, and kind of get them up to date on what was going on with that soul now, which I thought was absolutely incredible. Because what really, that is the healing we need when we've lost our loved ones. And that's why I think what you do is so very important. So I hope that you do recognize what an important thing you're doing. And I'm sure you do.
Not really. to tell you the truth, all I do is sit here and listen and open my big fat mouth, and sometimes things happen. That's the way I see it.
Right. Well, we're glad you opened your big fat mouth, Roman. Okay, so I'm going to put the link to your website in the chat room, if I can do that. And meanwhile, we're going to take a short song break, about 4 minutes. And when we come back, Roman, we have a few callers on hold for you. If you would please grace them with a reading, that would be fantastic. Okay. And if anyone else wants to call in, the number is 818-369-0327. And I wouldn't wait too long, because there's kind of a lot of people on hold already. So we will be back in just a few minutes, and we'll resume with Roman. Thank you, Roman. Thank you. Okay, and that was Mona Garcia once again with Power of Angels. And okay, so Roman, what do people need to tell you when they're calling for a reading? What information do you need from them?
The only thing that I actually want ahead of time is the first name of the person they are trying to connect with. Sometimes the people who are on the other side that they're trying to connect with will connect with me, sometimes they won't. You know, just because they have lost their physical body doesn't mean they lost their personalities. Some of them want to talk to me, some of them don't. But to try and connect with them, all I need is the first name. I don't want them to tell me anything else ahead of time because I don't want to have a doubt in my mind that I said something because the spirit on the other side told me or because the living person told me. However, if what I'm telling them makes sense, it would be nice to know because, as I said, that is the only way I know I'm not crazy.
Right, right. And once again, we are with Roman Delgado, and I won't call him the S name, but he is a healer and a medium. And the first person we're going to bring on is Mary at 954. Hi, Mary.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Hi, Roman. I would like to speak with Alice, if I may.
Alice?
Alice.
Okay, Alice, give me something, Alice, give me something. Okay, I feel several things when I'm trying to connect with this energy, okay? I feel something in my abdomen, and I feel something in my heart. So I don't know if either the abdomen or the heart thing makes sense to you, but I feel it over my chest, and I feel it over my abdomen. That's when I felt that. That's when I connected the energy. That's what I felt.
There may have additional issues. That was not the main one, but there maybe have been other things going on as well. I don't know.
Okay. What is this person's connection with the water? Because this person kept showing you water.
The only thing I can think of, when she was a child, she almost drowned.
Okay, thank you. She kept showing you water. So whatever the connection to the water, that was something that happened. Was this a person who passed away quite suddenly?
No, not really.
Okay, I'm connecting with someone else. I apologize for that. They love interrupting each other with me for whatever reason.
It may be someone close to her that you're picking up on.
Okay, thank you. Is she the one that had a long-term illness?
Yes.
Is she speaking about a separation towards the end of her life? Or you? I don't know if you never really had the opportunity to say goodbye, or what is with the separation that she's talking about?
Right. That's right.
She's definitely talking about a separation, and she's talking about not having the ability to be there, and she's saying, please don't mourn the ability of you not being able to be there for me in my life. She calls you a sister, so I don't know if it's like a friend or a literal sister or is a sister like bond, but when she says,
we were like sisters.
Okay, she actually said, please, my sister, don't mourn your ability of me, you not being able to be there for the end of my life, because you were there for my life. Okay, the end of my life is not what I care about. I care about that we share everything about our lives together, and particularly that you have to get over a really serious relationship that went sour.
I have to what?
He says that in particular she thanks you because you were there for her when her relationship went sour, when she had a bad relationship, when she had difficulty with her relationship. I got to give you what she's telling me. So, okay? If I'm mistaken, I apologize, but I got to give you what she's telling me. And she says whatever was going on with her relationship that you helped her with, she's actually thanking you for it.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The biggest thing that she's putting me across is, please understand that she needs you to let go of the I wasn't there at the end because she doesn't care about that at all. She cares about
it was just me. Overnight she passed and I wasn't at the hospital when she passed, but I was with her the rest of the time.
Yeah, that's exactly what she's saying. You were there when it mattered.
Yes, okay? That's correct.
Okay. Do you have any questions for her?
I do. I'm going through a health illness, an illness myself, a problem,
mm-hmm.
And some other things regarding my home. So anything that mm-hmm. she might come up with.
Okay. What is the history of women? Do you have a history of women's health issues in your family?
I'm sorry, you're not coming across clear.
Okay, I apologize. Do you have a history of women's health issues in your family?
Yes, that's correct.
She's bringing up the history of women's health issues in the family, but she's also in particular talking about the necessity to see a specialist. Because I don't know if there's been like a question about whether or not that'd be a good idea or to seek a second opinion from another specialist, but she's bringing the specialist into the question that it's a really good idea to get at least another opinion from a specialist.
I'm doing that now.
Wonderful. Wonderful. You're doing the right thing. I guess she agrees with you. Also, she's also speaking about talking to a nutritionist, because in order for you to recover from what you're going through, you're going to need to make a very big lifestyle change. So perhaps looking into the type of foods that will nourish your healing process even better and will attack the type of illness that you're going through. Okay?
Right. I'm looking into nutritional needs as well.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Those were the two big things that she put in front of me. Is there a question about a house going on right now? A real estate?
I want to make a move, and I don't know in the next maybe 3-4 months, and I'm not sure where, and there's a little doubt about where I'm going. And
okay, I don't know if this is true, okay, but I got to, as I said before, I got to give you what she's giving me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She's speaking about the restlessness within your own heart, okay, because it's saying it's a feeling of restlessness.
Yes.
And she's talking about not having processed a lot of emotions, particularly grief, not only grief for the loss of your sister, as she calls herself, but also in particular when it comes to grieving the relationship with the father figures in your life. Because somewhere along the line, there has been at least one father figure in your life that has given you a little bit of a difficulty in relationship and being close to this father figure. And unless you heal your own relationship with your own father figures and let go of the past, you're not going to stop feeling restless anywhere, because you are holding on to an incredible amount of emotion. I don't know if there's anger there or there's something else, but you're holding on to a lot of emotion that is causing you to feel restless. And if you let go of the restlessness, which is the sunken emotion, you will be able to actually see clearly what it is that you want, because what is clouding your judgment is everything that you're holding in your emotions. So what I would actually advise to you as a healer would be, when you think about your stress, about not knowing where you want to move, is to pay really good attention to your body. Where do you feel that stress in your body? Because normally those are the same areas that you will find that you're holding on to that pain that your friend on the other side is saying you need to let go. And once you maybe get some healing work for those areas, perhaps be a massage therapist or an energy healer or somebody who can help you learn to relax those areas again, the emotions will begin to flow again. I would also advise you, if you're going to do healing work for your emotions, to journal. And just, if you don't want to talk to someone about your emotions, at least write them out in a journal and hide the journal so no one will have to read it. Okay?
Okay. Very good. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Anything particular about this move, where I'm going, does she say anything about?
Yeah, Mary, we got to move go ahead.
Okay.
And it doesn't matter where you move, honey, because you're going to continue to feel restless unless you feel your emotion. You're just going to want to move again later.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much. I do appreciate that. And that was my mother, very much like a sister.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Well done. Thank you so much. Very accurate. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mary.
Okay. Thanks for taking my call. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Wow. Okay. And next we have Phyllis. Okay, Phyllis at 609. Hi, Phyllis.
Hi. How are you this evening?
I'm okay. How about you?
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I hope everyone's well.
we are.
Yeah, okay. Who do you want to talk to, Phyllis?
Dottie is her name.
You didn't.
It's Dorothy, but she liked to. I'm sorry. It's Dorothy, but she liked to be called Dottie.
Dottie.
Okay, I'm going to try both to see if I can connect with either one of those. Okay.
Okay.
Dorothy, give me something, Dorothy, give me something, Dorothy, give me something, Dorothy, give me something, Dorothy. Ooh, Dorothy. I don't know if I'm with the right person, okay, because the energy doesn't feel quite into that, but she's showing me a card. What is the correlation with the card? Did she pass away suddenly, like in a car wreck or something? Or am
no,
I with someone else?
Not Dorothy,
nope. But I'm with someone else. Okay, thank you. I'm being interrupted like there's no tomorrow. Dorothy. I'm trying.
Okay.
Is she also someone else who passed away from a long-term illness?
From what?
Is she also someone who passed away from long-term illness?
Long-term illness.
Yeah. A long-term, well, sort of,
she's
yes.
talking
I mean,
about okay, thank you. She's talking about that. Is this like a cancer type situation where she was a cancer survivor at one point?
No.
Or something along those lines? Okay, I don't know who I am with, but I apologize. As I said, I'm having a very hard time connecting with her, okay, in particular.
Okay.
So I'm going to try Dot now, okay? Dot, give me something, Dot, give me something, Dot, give me something, Dot.
And as soon as I got on the phone and started talking with you, my dog decided to bark, and that's probably why I was cutting out. He might have been...
It's okay. Dot, Dot. Whoa. Okay. She's actually talking about, I don't know how it happened, okay? I feel pain in my chest again, so I don't know if she had something chest related.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but right now I'm feeling pain in my chest.
Okay.
And the way she's coming across to me is that I was struggling, boom, I was gone. Okay?
Right.
She's not making me feel that her declining to health was like something very smooth and long. When she left, dear God, did she just leave? And it was something that people were thinking that eventually she was going to go, but nobody expected it to be when it was. It's like they were expecting her to slowly decline into health, and her family was trying to like arrange things and actually come close around her, like that they could prepare for her passing. But she passed so suddenly that she was just gone.
Hi. Mm-hmm.
She says, tell her I still love her and I still watch over her at night. I still watch over her at night. And she is the one driving the dog crazy.
That's what I think, too.
Have you been thinking about making changes with your dog? Because she's talking about changes with career.
Well, I'm trying to... I lost my job last year, and I have a big career change, but I'm trying to make it on my own. And
be very much aware that she supports you in your career changes, and she's very proud of you that you're trying to make your dreams come true. Have you thought about going back to school? When's the correlation to the medical field?
I thought about it, but
what is the correlation to the medical field? She showed me a stethoscope. What is the correlation to the medical
Maybe
field?
She's telling me I better go to the doctor. Is she telling me that?
I have no idea. She just showed me a picture of a stethoscope. That is my symbol for the medical field.
Okay.
So, I don't know, maybe look into some type of career that involves somewhere within the spectrum of the medical field. That would be fun for you. Okay? If you do go back to school. Do you have any questions for her?
I want to know, I am trying so hard to maintain her home and having some issues with siblings and that kind of thing, and I'm trying to make it work so that I can just buy them out, and I want to know how she feels about that, because it's been a struggle for them, and for me, alone, and everybody's so far away, and it's given me a lot of stress. But I wanted to
she's talking about a lot of the pain that's been going on because of her passing, feeling like a fresh wound. So I don't know if she passed recently or it's still something that's still hurting quite a bit to a lot of people in her life. And she's actually thanking you for trying to be there for everybody. But she's also saying to please understand that you don't need to take responsibility for anybody else's fate. Because that's something that you tend to do quite a bit. You tend to try to take care of people when in reality people need to be supported so they can take care of themselves.
Right. But they're not. So, I mean, I'm just doing it myself, and I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I lost all my family.
Well, she's actually trying to tell you that sometimes it's best to take care of you first, and if people want to take care of themselves, then help them take care of themselves. Because you can't help somebody who doesn't want to be helped. That is basically what she's going.
Okay? Right.
Make sure that before you help them, that they want to be helped at all. And if they want to be helped, it's because they want to get better themselves and they want to be a part of the process. Otherwise, it's Otherwise, anything that you do for anyone else is going to be too draining of a process for you, and it's going to cost you too much of your own well-being to help someone against their will. Okay?
Okay.
That is the message that she's getting across.
Okay.
She showed me a picture of somebody picking up a suitcase and leaving and walking away. So I don't know who you have that checked out of relationship or out of life. But she's talking about a sense of
somebody picking up what?
A suitcase and walking away. Somebody leaving. That's my sense. Yeah, a suitcase. And
somebody picking up a suitcase and what?
And leaving. Walking away. Yeah, so I don't know who you have also in your life that actually walked out of your life, but she's also speaking, making a reference to that as well. Okay?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Phyllis, and good luck with everything.
Thank you. Have a great evening.
Hey, you too. Thanks. Okay, once again, we are talking to Roman Delgado, and he is a medium and a healer, and he tries to incorporate the healing. He does incorporate healing with his readings. And next, we have Carol at 724. Hi, Carol.
Hi, Corrine.
How's it going? Okay, how are you?
It's going. Good. It's
okay,
Carol. Hi, honey. How are you?
I'm doing great.
My name's Carol, by the way. Good. I'm doing good. I'd like to hear from a Billy, and maybe he's got a message to tell me because my life's kind of crazy right now.
Okay. Well, I'll give it a shot, okay? See if he wants to talk to me. Billy,
all
Billy,
right.
Billy, 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 Billy. Okay. Well, when I connected with the energy, okay, the first thing that I felt is I felt going from my heart energy around my heart area and around my throat, okay? So I don't know if he had anything like that. I also feel energy around my head, so I don't know if you also have somebody who has something head-related.
Yes.
Okay, also, who's the person who had the drinking problem? He showed me an alcohol bottle.
I'm going to divorce right now, and that could be my husband.
Okay, thank you for acknowledging that. He showed me a bottle of alcohol. That's my symbol for somebody has a drinking problem.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about having a necessity to heal patterns of relationships when you talked about your husband, but he did not talk about the husband specific. This person started to talk about trying to heal patterns that come from family, in particular that come from mother figures. So I don't know if you had a difficult relationship with your mother or your mother herself had difficult relationships, but she connected the difficult relationships with the mother figures, okay? So he's still bringing attention perhaps to breaking that particular pattern of negative relationships related to the mother figures in order to actually create future relationships that are actually a bit healthy. Also, he started talking about particularly having the necessity to let go of the anger and pain surrounding the mother figures, because that's something that kind of tends to play itself out in your other relationships. It's almost like you pick people who trigger those issues. So he goes, it's best to just let go of the trigger at all completely, like that, then nobody can push that button anymore.
Okay.
So
I know what he's talking about.
it's a very deep wound that really needs to be healed. And he goes, if you get rid of him, that's a perfectly good thing. If that's what you want to do, more power to you. You know, kudos for being a strong woman. However, it would be like putting a Band-Aid over a huge surgery scar. Okay, that surgery scar needs to be, wound needs to be clean, it needs to be healed properly, and it needs to be healed to the very core, which is the mother figure issues. Otherwise, you're just going to be repeating this cycle, honey. And that's something that he's been watching over in the other side. Who's the father figure that this is for you?
My grandfather.
Your dad? Your grandfather?
No, it's not my dad,
I apologize for misinterpreting the energy. Is it the grandfather on the father's side of the family?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for acknowledging that. He's also coming through. Is he was the one that was particularly religious?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for acknowledging that. He's actually speaking about walking away from faith for a while and walking away from believing in much of anything because you were in such, like, really dark, deep, dark place emotionally. Okay, and he's basically saying you don't have to believe what I believe, but believing in something will give you something to hang on to when you feel that you have nothing else. Okay, so whatever you wish to believe in to give you strength, have something that will give you that last amount of strength when you feel that you have nothing. Because that's something that has been lacking for a little bit. I don't know how much, but I got to give you what he's giving me. It's basically saying reconnect with something that gives you the hope that you have something to hang on to, even if it's just faith, okay?
Okay.
And work on those mother issues. Working on the mother issues would be the key role on you actually unraveling the relationship issues. If you work with crystals in particular, I would suggest working with moonstone and gem silica and chrysocolla. Those are known as the stones of womanhood. And mother issues are very in relationships are very much a woman's issues. So work with rose quartz. Keep them around, put them by your nightstand, do something that handle them a lot. And pick up a good book on crystal healing. And all of those stones have a good feeling that will help you work through your energetic aspect of those emotional issues with the mother issues. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Do you have any questions? Any other questions for her? For Billy?
For either one of them. I mean, and any of, you know, whoever came through, you know, things are a little bit crazy. But I do get through things, so it's not like I don't get through them. I'm very fortunate as far as that goes. I can pick myself back up.
Did you have a certain question, Carol, that you wanted to ask?
No, I'm just concerned about my son, really. That's all. That's all. But that's, you know, it is what it is.
Okay. Is he I don't know if this is a health issue, but who's the person who's actually hanging around the wrong type of people?
My son's in trouble.
Okay, thank you. You know when you said my son's in trouble? I heard your grandfather says, oh, you just need to get him away from those people. He's hanging around the wrong type of people. And, you know, if you tell being somebody's son myself and my mother had told me to stay away from someone, I would do the opposite. So what I would try to do is actually try to see, help them see healthy patterns and negative patterns. You know, this is a good thing to do. This is a bad thing to do. Make your own choice. You can fuck up your life or you can make it better. And that would be a very empowering way to help them make his own choices. You know, try to empower him to make the right choice. Because if you try to tell him, get away from these people, he's just going to run towards them even more because that's what sons do, especially when we're young. We try to find our own individuality by rebelling against our parents. And you don't want to play into that, okay? You understand that that's part of what's going on.
Okay. Well, then thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Have a beautiful night.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, bye. Bye, guys.
And Carol is a fantastic numerologist, and she's actually going to be a guest on my show coming up, so I'm really looking forward to that. Okay, so next we have, and once again, we're talking to Roman Delgado, and next we have Leilani. Okay. Hi, Leilani. How's it going?
Thanks for taking my call. The person I wanted to connect to is named Audrey. She's
Audrey?
A friend of mine. Yes.
Okay, Audrey. What does she keep showing me syringes in my head?
She's showing what?
What does she keep showing me? Syringes, you know, the stuff you used to give you a shot?
Oh, mm-hmm. My kids right now are really sick, and they have antibiotics, and they've been using the syringe, and the doctor gave them the wrong amount of medicine. And I went back to the doctor because I was, like, thinking... Huh?
Okay, thank you. That as soon as I tried to connect with her, that's all she kept showing me, is she kept showing me a picture of a syringe. So whatever that reference was between the two of you, okay, wonderful. I don't know what this means. The way she's telling me, I don't know if you have the opportunity to say goodbye when she was alive or something that you said when she passed away, but she's specifically saying thank you for saying goodbye. Okay? So I don't know if you said that on your own or if it was something that you actually had the opportunity to say before she left. But she's saying thank you for saying goodbye and actually thank you for letting me go. Thank you for letting me go because I would have hanged on into this world and actually been bound to the earth. I would have been earthbound if people would not have let me go. Have you been in contact with her family?
Not necessarily her family, but like her old boyfriend and I are friends.
Okay, thank you. She's actually making that reference to you being around the people she loves, okay, and actually staying and supporting each other, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She's trying to tell me something that I'm not understanding, and all she keeps repeating inside my head is, I don't care about what happened anymore, I don't care about what happened anymore, I don't care about what happened anymore. So I don't know what reference is, but she's not actually giving me any more than that. I'm feeling a great deal of pain in my head. Who's the person who had something head-related? Was that her?
It could have been me because I fractured my skull before.
Okay, I'm so sorry to hear that.
She had the thing in her chest. She had cancer where her ribs
are. She was the one that was interrupting me earlier. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, well... Please be very much aware that she's making a reference to your head injury, okay? She's actually saying, please don't be stubborn with your health, okay? If you have any questions about any health issues, just go to the doctor, okay? Don't end up like me. Okay.
Yeah.
Taylor, I still love her. What is the correlation to cheerleading? She's showing me somebody doing, like, I don't know what the correlation is with cheerleading, but she showed me a picture of somebody doing that. Nobody has ever done that. So whatever that reference is, good for you, okay?
It's probably the reference to, like, our mutual friend. Like, I'm pretty much, like, you know, still, like, keep in contact and, you know, like, hoorah everybody
okay.
I don't know, because I'd be
you're
the
cheerleader of the group to keep everybody going. Wonderful. One thing that she wants to put across before she actually lets you go and we move on to our next caller is saying, please let her know that she needs to stop being afraid of being herself, okay? You actually keep quite a bit of your own inner self of who you really are deep down inside of yourself. I almost see you like someone who lives inside a little clamshell that you open up the clamshell and peek out and then you pop back in. And people think that they know who you really are. But in reality, there's so much more to you that you're not putting out into the world, that you could do some really beautiful things, but you're keeping yourself inward because you're afraid of being left. Because even if people leave your life, more people will come in that are going to be as wonderful as the ones that left, or perhaps even better relationships. So don't be afraid to open up to new people. And in particular, don't be afraid to be your true authentic self because people are going to love that, okay?
Thank you. And I'll definitely go to the doctor.
Thanks, Leilani.
Thank you. Take care. Bless
okay.
Thank
guys.
You.
Hello. You too. Okay, Roman, you got to speak a little bit more clearly into the phone because it's going in and out as muffled a little bit. So I don't know what kind of phone you're on exactly, but okay. So next we have Laura at 856. Hi, Laura.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hi, Laura.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay.
So I'd like to know if I could connect with my parents.
Do you have a first name that I can try and connect with?
George and Shirley.
Okay, let's start with George, okay?
Okay.
Why does she keep showing me a rifle? Did he used to, like, go hunting or something?
He did.
Okay, he's a hunting guy. Okay, wonderful. What happened with his chest and throat? Because I feel energy in my chest and my throat.
He had fluid in his lungs when he died.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Thank you, yeah.
Just tell her I'm sorry for the way I passed away by one. That's the first thing that you said when you started talking about his passing, okay? My head's starting to hurt quite a bit, and he goes, please let her know that it's very important for her to know that my soul did not suffer at the end, okay? That her soul did not suffer. That when his body started going into the process of his final passing, his soul left his body and watched his body go through the dying process from the outside, okay? And he had family members of his, reading on the other side. I believe it was either one or both of his parents. So I don't know if either one or both of his parents have passed, but he is acknowledging a parental figure being for him there on the other side.
Yeah, that makes sense. Both of his parents were deceased.
Okay, thank you. He's acknowledging them being with him in the other side. What is the correlation to the graduation? Was he not there for a graduation and passed near a graduation, or he keeps talking about a graduation?
Possibly my nephew.
Okay, thank you. Just be aware that he's also acknowledging the graduation, okay?
Okay.
He says that he's calling me his baby bird. Okay. Tell my baby bird, and that's the weirdest thing I've ever heard, by the way. Tell my baby bird that I'm still taking her hunting with me in spirit. Okay?
Okay.
So whatever that means between the two of you, wonderful. I really don't understand even a tiny bit of that. Okie dokie, do you have any questions for him?
Does he see any resolution between me and my brother, the middle brother?
Oh, whoa, okay. You know, the first thing that he told me when you mentioned your brother was, please be very much aware that he's not as much mad as you as he's mad at me. Okay, he has a lot of unresolved emotional issues when it comes to his own relationship with him, and that's something that he needs to work through. And I have is he the one that drinks, or has either the drink or the drug problem? Who has the drink or the drinking or the drug problem? He showed me an alcohol bottle, and he showed me a pill bottle.
My brothers has a drinking problem.
Okay, if it makes sense later to you, wonderful. Okay, that's between you and him. Okay, but please be very much aware that what's going on right there is that they have some really seriously unresolved emotional issues from their parental figures, from particularly from dad, and they never got over it. And it could be grief. It's just that they don't want to be helped. They want to be left the hell alone. Okay?
Yeah. So there's really probably no resolution coming with that, I guess.
I'm so sorry. I got to give you what he's giving me. Just he needs to find his own way of dealing with his emotions before he's ready to connect with anyone else.
Okay.
At the most, you can be somebody who listens, you know, when he's having a bad day. And that would be a good way of spending an all adventure. Don't talk. Listen. Okay? Don't give him advice. Don't try to fix him. Just listen. And that will mean a lot. Even though he's going to be skeptical at first because he's too angry. But once he gets over being angry, if you're willing to just sit there and listen and not say a damn thing unless he asks you, it will mean a lot. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, anyway, thank you for calling.
Thanks, Laura.
Did my mother didn't come through either?
What I got was your dad.
All right, well, thank you.
Thanks, Laura.
Thank you.
Okay. And once again, we're talking to Roman Delgado. He is a medium and a healer. And our next caller is Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hi. How you doing, Corrine? Hi, Roman.
Hi, Chris.
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Do you have somebody you want to connect with?
Yes, let's try for Yvonne.
Yvonne?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I feel energy in several places in my body when I connect with that name. So I don't know which one is relevant to this person. I feel pain in my head. I feel pain in my chest. Okay? And I also feel something going on my throat. I don't know what is with those energies, if any of that is relevant to you.
Yeah,
does that make any sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Was this a person who was sick for a really long time?
No.
No, she it was quickly. Okay, I apologize.
I have
more than one person trying to talk to you. Okay. I have a grandparent on your father's side of the family that's actually showing up, and I think and I think this is a person who was sick for a really long time, who was trying to cut in.
Is it a male or female?
Case, I believe it's a female.
Okay.
So in the future, just make note that they said hello. Okay.
Sure.
Number one thing that she says, and I don't understand why people say this because everybody dies, but she said, tell her I am so sorry for the way I died. Then I'm so sorry for the way I left. Did somebody just, like, find her?
Did somebody just find her? Is that what you said?
Yes, that they actually came upon her deceased body and it's like, oh, my God, she's gone.
No.
Or was it somebody? Okay, I'm talking to someone else again. I am so sorry. I have the other person, I think it's the grandparent figure again, who's interrupting me. Okay?
Okay. The paternal grandmother. And I'm not 100% sure about the circumstances of her passing. So I'm going to write that down and try and validate it later with somebody, okay?
Okay, the one thing that she wants to pass along, just as a joking thing, is this: tell her that I am very proud of passing on one very important legacy from my line of the family, and that's one thing, we're all incredibly stubborn. It gives us a lot of problems, and we don't get along with a lot of people because we keep wanting things our way and we don't give in, but in the end, that always works in our favor because we reach our dreams and our goals because we refuse to let them go, and that's something that you need to keep passing on to future generations and continue to live on because it's a good thing. Okay? That's what you're saying.
Was that the paternal grandmother or the Yvonne that was saying
the
that?
The fraternal grandmother. The fraternal grandmother. The one that
kept
interrupting me.
Okay.
Do you have any certain questions, Chris?
Well, so I'm guessing that Yvonne is not there then. That was who I would have...
How long ago did she pass away?
Oh, Yvonne? About just under 20 years now. Wow. Time flies.
Okay. Normally, when they have a special process that they go through, okay, there's a really good chance that her soul is trying to decide whether or not to reincarnate into this world or even preparing for reincarnation, depending on how far they are into her life with you. How far is she into the process of figuring out her life in the other side and then coming back? So it could be that she's not available right now because she's kind of busy, okay?
That's cool. Awesome.
I am so sorry. But,
no,
okay,
no, you're sorry.
Have a beautiful day.
Yeah, you too. Thank you, Roman.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
Okay, and next we have Nathaniel at 951. Hi, Nathaniel.
Hello.
Who would you like to connect with?
Do I have to ask a question, or?
Yeah, you should tell Roman who you want to connect with.
Either my parents, my mom or my dad, unless someone else has to come through.
Okay. Do you have a name, a first name, that I can try to connect with?
My mom is Barbara, and my dad is Joseph.
Okay, let's try with Barbara first, okay?
Okay.
Barbara. Why do I feel energy in my abdomen, on my tummy?
Abdomen?
That's where I feel, yeah, I feel it on my abdomen when I try to connect with that name. I also feel it in my abdomen and my chest. Did she have one of those illnesses that spread all over her body?
Did she what now? Stomach what?
Did she have an illness that spread all over her body?
Cancer, lymphoma.
Okay, thank you. That will explain. I felt it in my tummy. It spread, and I felt it all over my abdomen, then I felt it over my heart. So please be very much aware that she's connecting through. One thing that she's putting through is this skeleton that I am so sorry for leaving my little boy when I did. I could not have left at a worse time. Okay? She's actually saying that the timing of her passing was not exactly the best. Okay? But I don't know what was going on within your life or within everybody's life, but she's actually apologizing for the timing. One thing that she's actually saying is she's actually thanking the people who took care of her towards the end. Okay? She never wanted anybody to take care of her, but she goes, thanks anyway, that thing. Okay?
I can't understand you so well. Did you say that she's sick now?
She's speaking of saying thank you to the people who took care of her when she was ill towards the end of her life. Okay? She's talking about, in particular, people having to take care of her, and she's saying thank you for that. Okay?
Okay.
Who's the person? What is the history of divorce? What's what she keeps mentioning a divorce? Did you get divorced?
No, there was no divorce. My brother got divorced.
Thank you. She's mentioning a divorce, and she's actually mentioning the fact that it's perfectly okay, but she's a bit like, oh, my God, I can't believe, you know, I wasn't there to help my family through that. But she actually mentioned the divorce. So if you talk to the family, please make sure that your mother acknowledged it from the other side, and she's trying to be supportive, okay?
Okay.
Who's the person who has something head-related? I feel pain in my head again now.
Pardon me? My head hurts, you say?
No, he's saying he feels pain in his head.
I feel pain in my head. Who had the head-related condition?
It's me.
Okay, you have the head-related condition. Okay, I'm sorry to hear about your health, but she's also acknowledging the head-related condition. She's calling you a bit of a stubborn brat when it comes to going to the doctor. Okay, so please be very much aware that, and if you need to go to the doctor, go to the doctor. There's absolutely nothing.
Okay.
But she's acknowledging the necessity to know that you need to take good care of yourself, which you are not too terribly bad at, but I guess she was teasing you. I don't know why, but she was teasing you about needing to go to the doctor when the right time comes, okay?
Okay.
Do you have any questions for your mom?
Does she see me moving soon?
Oh, you're thinking about moving?
Moving.
Yeah, okay. Are you thinking about moving to a different state?
Possibly a different state, but not so much a different state. I don't know. I kind of want to go back to Southern California. I'm kind of in mid-California.
Okay. When you talked about moving, that is the number one thing she brought up, okay? It's moving to a different state. She's talking about having unfinished business there, and particularly when it comes to people, an emotional healing that needs to take place, you know, let go of the past and, you know, tie up loose ends there and actually have a good time doing it.
Mm.
Okay, so she's supporting the idea of moving to a different state. So whatever that means to you, bro, good for you.
Does she see a job coming in real soon for me, or I'm looking for it right now?
What is the correlation with cooking? What's in the culinary field? Who cooks?
Well, I guess, you know, I'm not sure. I cook. She cooked. I'm not exactly sure.
Okay. She didn't tell me anything about a job. All that she told, she showed me somebody cooking on a grill on the kitchen, you know. And so I don't know if you're thinking about if you want to remember your mother, you know, cook for her, or if you're thinking about taking going back to school or taking classes, maybe take a cooking class. But a single thing about Jobs. So for that, I'm sorry. All I can do is listen and tell you what she says. And all she talked about was cooking for whatever reason.
Well, maybe I'll be a cook for some reason.
Perhaps. You could take a class and end up liking it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Anything else from her? Or?
No. She's disconnected from me.
Oh. Okay, well,
Thanks for calling, Nick Daniel. Okay. And we're speaking with Roman Delgado, medium and healer. And next we have Alicia. Hi, Alicia.
Hi, Corrine. Hi, Roman. Thank you so much for taking my call. I am interested to connect with Al.
Al?
Yes.
Okay. Let me give it a shot, okay?
Yes, thank you.
Al, give me something, Al. 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 Give me something. Why does she keep showing me a chef's hat? Is he another cooking person? Or am I with someone else?
He likes to cook. I cook a lot.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. He keeps talking about food, and I don't understand why. This is the second person in a row. Maybe they're trying to tell me something. let's see. Give me some. He's not giving me much. Why does he feel responsible for him leaving the world? That's one thing that he keeps talking about, that he feels responsible for his own passing.
For his own passing?
Yes. He's almost blaming himself for dying.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know what that is.
Well, he's definitely not to blame. But
I don't think so either.
Well, he was the type of person, he would be down on himself a lot, so, you know, he would blame himself for things sometimes, I don't know.
Well, he's blaming himself. Okay, so whatever happens, he's still being himself in the other side. What does he keep talking about your mother? Did he know your mother?
Yes,
he knew your mother. He knew her quite well. The way he put her is to tell her I still love her mother.
Oh, okay. She knows.
Okay, that I still love her mother. And that's the one thing that he keeps repeating inside my head over and over and over. And I love all of them. I love all of them. I love all of them. I love all of them.
Mm-hmm.
I love all of them quite well. What does he keep showing me firearms, guns? What is his correlation with firearms?
No. His brother is a hunter. My father, not at all, never.
Okay. So please be very much aware that he makes the reference to the brother. Is he still here, the brother? He's still alive, right?
His brother, yes. He's supposedly ill.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry to hear that. But if you ever talk to the brother anytime soon, and even if he makes fun of you, just tell him that his brother said hello, okay? It was important enough for him to mention it, and he's laughing about it. So I don't know if the gun reference was a way of making fun of him, okay? But he's showing me a gun as a reference to him, and he's just saying hello.
Okay.
Are you the one that's thinking about going back to school? Who's the one thinking about going back to school? Okay.
Not me. I don't know. Maybe someone else in the family.
Let's drop it. We only have so much time together. Okay, and the only thing that your dad really put through is he kept saying, I still love her mother. And he kept repeating it on my head over and over again. And then he said, I love all of them. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you very much.
Is that it? Roman, that's all you have on Al?
That's all he's given me. Sometimes it's like pulling teeth from the dead.
Yeah.
Some of them don't want to talk to me. I keep telling people, just because people are deceased, it doesn't mean they don't have personalities.
Right.
You know,
right.
She described her dad as someone who keeps down on himself, he would blame himself, and that type of person is normally quite quiet to strangers anyway.
Right, okay. Yes, I understand. Thank you, Alicia.
Yes, thank you very much.
Okay. And next, Roman, we have Donna. Hi, Donna.
Hi, Corrine and Roman. How are you today?
Okay. Well, how about
I'm
you?
I'm okay.
I'm fine.
Do you have somebody you want to connect with?
Yes, Gertrude.
Gertrude. Gertrude. Gertrude. Gertrude. Gertrude. Give me something, Gertrude. Okay, I feel it. I feel the energy around my solar plexus. Okay, so I don't know if you have something abdomen related or something in that area. And I also feel pain over my chest. Hello.
Well, she lived to be 93, so.
Okay, so she had a lot of things going on. Okay, but I gotta
no,
give you what I'm feeling.
I mean, she died of congestive heart failure. At 93.
Okay, so the feeling around the chest and the solar plexus makes sense to me. Then. Thank you for acknowledging that, okay?
Okay.
Okay, the way she's talking to me, she's saying, I am so very proud of everything that my family has accomplished. Okay, so I don't know what's going on with the family, if you guys have come a really long way. Okay, but she's actually talking about being proud of everybody. Okay, She's talking about the family making a little bit of a mess of the situation surrounding her passing. I don't know why. I don't know if she's making fun of you or if it's a literal saying that there was a bit messy. But she's talking about the situation surrounding her passing, not only before but after, being a bit of a chaotic, more than usual. But she's also acknowledging that, and she's kind of saying, sorry, my bad, in a silly, you know, in a crummy kind of way. Do you have questions for her?
No, not really.
Okay. Let me see if she has anything else for you.
Yeah, I mean, there were no
Hello?
Problems. Thing. Yeah, there were no problems.
Okay.
Well,
I gotta give you what she's telling you. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, Donna. Okay. And next we have Sandy, if I can get her, at 952. Hold on just a second.
I'm here.
Okay. Hi, Sandy.
Hi. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, Roman. Wondering if I can connect with my husband. His name is Dave.
Dave. I don't know if I'm with your husband or if I'm with someone else, but what is the correlation to civil service in your family?
Oh, he was in the Navy.
Okay, thank you for acknowledging that. He showed me somebody in uniform saluting me. That's my symbol for civil service. So I guess I'm with the right person, okay?
Okay.
Let's see if he has anything to say. Because the last couple of just looked at me like, are you talking to me? Let's see if he's... Was he sick towards the end of his life?
What?
Was he sick towards the end of his life?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for acknowledging. He's acknowledging the illness towards the end of his life, and what he's telling you right now is saying thank you for tell her thank you for being there for me towards the end of my life, okay? Because that was particularly, I don't know if it was difficult for you, but it was important for him to get a call that he was very thankful that you were there for him when you had every right to walk away because it was too painful, okay? That is one thing. Did you have children?
Yes.
Okay, he's bringing up the children. He's bringing up the children. He's calling the children his little treasures, and he says that he still watches over them from the other side. Was it like a child that the way it happened with his life, I have a sense that some of the children, it's like there's someone that came into the family, I don't know if it's one of his children or someone else, that when he was leaving the world, this person was coming into the world, and that's the impression he's given me with some of this energy that I get with the children. Is that correct? Or am I out of my mind again?
I'm not sure I understood what you said.
Was there
a
person?
The impression
go ahead,
that he barely got to meet. One of the children that he barely got to meet.
Oh, well, he died when his son was 11.
Okay, well, he gave me the impression, okay, that there was one of the children that when he was Eddie leaving the world, he felt that this person was just entering the world. They were just getting started, okay? So I guess you would be making reference to that, okay?
Yeah, that's what he means, as I only have one.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for acknowledging that. He keeps showing me either coins or medals. What is with either coins or medals that he keeps showing me?
Oh, he has coins.
Okay, he made reference to the coins. You still kept his coins?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, when you handle the coins, be very much aware that he's right there with you, okay? Because that's the number one thing that he actually tried to tell me about you wanting to feel connected to him. If you want to feel connected to him, handle one of his coins and talk to him. Even though you might not always feel his presence, he will be there listening to you, okay? Because he showed me the coin, and he showed me the coin in somebody's hand, okay?
Well, that's fabulous. Okay. Can I ask him a question?
Most definitely.
I just want to ask him how, if he has any advice for me and my son.
He's talking about feeling disconnected from his memory.
He's what?
So I don't know. He's talking about feeling disconnected from him.
Oh.
I don't know if he's been gone long enough that it feels like he's not quite there anymore, that it's really sunk in, okay? That feeling of, oh, my God, he's gone. But he's talking about, in particularly, handling and having things that remind you of him and actually take the time to spend time with him even though he's not physically there. Because he says, just because I don't have a body doesn't mean I'm not present in your life, okay?
Oh, really?
He's there all the time.
That's my other question. I was wondering if he was still with us or not. Okay, it's been 4 years.
That's what he addressed. Keep a journal, a notebook and a pen beside your bed, okay, and record your dreams. Because if you make an agreement with him that he will come into your dreams in a non-scary way, he more than likely will. It might be symbolic at first, but eventually you will see him in your dreams. Okay? I don't know if you have been seeing him in your dreams recently.
I just want to tell him the dreams I've had about him, which have just been a couple recently, is that he's gone off with a new woman somewhere. It's like he got a new girlfriend.
You know, I think he... Whoa, okay. That is a symbol for you, okay?
What?
He's talking about symbolizing that for you, okay?
Okay.
He's talking about not being afraid to move on with your life.
Okay.
When you're ready. He said he's going
to. I felt really bad, though, that he went and got a new girlfriend and left me behind.
No, I think what he's telling me is that he's talking not about him moving on, he's talking about you finding someone, and he's going to guide you to the right person when you're ready to open up. Because the reality here is with what he's speaking about is just it's a fear of abandonment. It's a fear of abandonment that runs very deep for you, and particularly when it comes to father figures in your life. I don't know if you had a separation of any kind with father figures in your early life, but he's talking about father figures and about having a sense of being left behind. And he says, just because I left doesn't mean that everybody else that comes into your life is going to leave you behind. You are perfectly capable of having a lasting relationship if you want to, okay?
Oh, wow, okay. And can I just ask him if our son will be okay?
Oh, he's more than okay. He's talking about school. Is the kid having some trouble with school? What is the correlation with school? Why is he making a really big deal with school?
He doesn't have any problems in school.
Is he doing spectacularly well then? I don't know why, but he keeps talking about school.
Well, he's really smart, but he doesn't really have any motivation.
Okay. Well, perhaps that would... I don't know what he was referencing, but all he kept talking about was school, so... I think that's the only thing that concerns him. Besides that, he seems to be doing really well. He says you're doing
a really
good job at guiding him to making the right choices, guiding him the right way.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You're trying, and that's more than a lot of people can say about their children, okay? I know plenty of women who have checked that in the lives of their children, and you haven't. And that's all he can ask of you, to try your best. You don't give yourself enough credit. Because
no, I feel really bad.
No, you're constantly feeling bad because you feel that you have to do this spectacular job because he's talking about the situation that happened about the father figures living your life and your mother figures trying to pick up the portion of the father figure. So you have to have mother figures who are both mother and father to you, and you idolize them to the point in which, oh my God, I can never live up to my mother. She did all this for me. And she goes, please understand that you don't have to live your life in the shadow of your mother as a mother. You can be your own version of mom, the mom that you want to be. All you have to do is try your best, and your child will love you for it.
Oh, what a wonderful message. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yeah, Sandy, does that make sense to you, what he's saying?
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah,
okay.
Totally. He's right. He's spot on.
Okay, good, good.
Yeah, thank you, Roman.
I tell you, sometimes they talk to me, sometimes they don't. That's why I said I'm going to try.
Thanks for calling, Sandy.
Thank you.
At one point, I had a person who wanted a reading from me whose father only kept showing me a crucifix, and I asked her why, and she goes, oh, he was a Southern Baptist minister. He will never talk to a psychic.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So sometimes they talk to me, sometimes they don't. So I just got to try.
Well, okay, so now it's my turn, Roman.
Okay.
I would like to connect with my mom, and her name was my name, which is Kareen.
Okay, Kareen. Give me something, Kareen. Please, give me something. Whoa, I feel tingly. That's the best way I can describe when I say the name Kareen. I feel tingly from my head to my toes. And I feel energy in my solar plexus. Okay? I feel energy in my solar plexus. Did she leave suddenly?
Is she what?
Did she leave this world suddenly?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for acknowledging that. She's acknowledging leaving the world suddenly. You know, the way she's putting it to me, she's the type of person who would make a lot of jokes, at least in the other side. I don't know how she was when she was alive, but the way she's doing it, I hear somebody laughing in my head, and she goes, I don't know why you think that because I died that you're going to get rid of me. You haven't gotten rid of me a single day since I passed away. You've been sensing me in your life every single day. I've been giving you little signs. She's talking about TV, like you turn on the TV and you see something that reminds you of her, and the radio, that type of thing. I don't know what was with her, but she was fascinated with books, TV, and radio, she's telling me, and constantly she's giving you reminders of her through those mediums, okay, through those ways.
Okay.
She says, tell her that I am very proud of her, and I am very proud of the job she's done, allowing herself to move through the grief of my passing. In particular, because for a little bit, she's saying it wasn't, she's acknowledging your relationship having its ups and its downs. I don't have a sensation that it's I run away screaming from her, but at the same time, she's actually laughing about her being a bit difficult sometimes and that being part of the dynamic of the relationship. And she goes, I understand that I was a pain in the ass when I was alive, okay? But when it was my time for me to move on, when it was my time to go, you let all of that go, and you made peace with it, and we moved on. And that's something that I needed from you, because if you had not let go of the fact that I drove you crazy, I would still be driving you crazy as a ghost. And I'm not doing that. I am just reminding you that I am still here for you if you need me. Did you keep her clothing? What's with the connection with her and clothing? She keeps showing me somebody handling clothing.
Yeah, I actually kept a lot of her clothing, yes.
Okay, thank you. If you want to connect with your mother, handle the clothing and talk to her and joke with her. Because if you try to be serious with your mother, even in the other side, she's going to laugh at you. Okay? She wants you to be vibrant and have a happy, loving, good time in life. Okay? She's that sparkly pistol of a person that if you try to be a downer, she will not be happy.
She was,
please.
She was a pistol.
She says, do your best to live a wonderful life and have a wonderful time doing it. Okay, that's her legacy to you. Be a pistol if you want and if you can. Sometimes it's going to be hard. just like it was hard for me, and that's why we had hard times. You know, we were getting on each other's nerves because we were having bad days. But in the end, we always tried to have a good time because you are just like me. You are a pistol, and nobody is going to take that away from you.
Wow.
Do you have siblings?
Yes, I do.
Do you have a brother, or is it a sister?
I've got two brothers and two sisters.
Okay, thank you. And he says, please understand that you're not the pain in the ass of the family. The brother is the pain in the ass of the family. One of the brothers.
No kidding. Yep.
She's calling the brother the pain in the ass of the family. And she goes, please understand that he doesn't want anyone to guide him or give him advice. He just wants to do his own thing. And if his life goes to shit, he will take responsibility for that. And he will bitch and moan the entire time. Okay? He just needs somebody there to sit there and watch him. To just watch the whole thing happen. That's what he wants.
Okay, right, okay. But I'm sorry, go ahead.
Do you have any questions for her? So
can she, you know, and Roman, I know this is a ridiculous question, but we agree that she... we did agree that she would give me a message from the other side, mm-hmm. but I don't even know if she remembers that message, but do you hear anything? Do you hear anything about that?
I don't know what the message is, but the entire time that she was connecting with me, I kept seeing flowers. So I don't know what her connection with flowers is. And to tell you the truth, very, very few times they actually live up to that with me and tell them that. They get more concerned on saying the things that they never got to say.
Right, right, okay.
So.
And just anything else that she wants to throw at me?
Who's the person who had the drinking problem?
Drinking problem.
Or has the drinking problem. Because she's making fun of somebody either recently stopped drinking or somebody needs to stop drinking, and she's laughing about it.
I'm not sure, because there's no drinkers. What's that?
If it makes sense later, good for you. It makes no sense to me.
Okay. Yeah. It does. Yeah. I mean, there's a drug problem in the family, but no drinking.
Normally, when they show me the alcohol bottle, they show me the pill bottle. So I could have crossed my wires. I will admit it. I am not perfect.
Okay. So yes.
I think I probably got my wires crossed, and she meant drugs, and I didn't say it right.
Well, maybe. Right. Maybe there's something I don't know about Roman. You know what I mean?
Maybe. I used to have a drinking problem, and I don't anymore. I haven't touched alcohol in years. Maybe she's making fun of me.
No.
I wouldn't put it past her. Okay, so I guess that is. I guess she's making fun of me because she's talking to a drunk. All right.
No. Anyways, all right. So we are at the close of the show. We've gone over a little bit. And I want to thank you once again, Roman. Thank you so much. And please tell people how to get a hold of you if they would like to get a hold of you.
My number is 253-273-6509. A lot of my sessions tend to get really emotionally intense, so I prefer to not do phone readings outside of my radio interviews because I want to be there for my clients to be supportive emotionally. But I am in the Seattle area, so if any of you are in the Seattle area, look at my website. It should be linked to this show. And that's how you can find all my information on the website, www.teotoltonali.com.
Yes, and that is in the show page, if you guys want to take that down. And once again, I have to thank you so very much, Roman, for joining us tonight. It has been a fantastic show. And, God bless you for doing everything you do. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, and thank all you callers for calling.
I will. Yes, and you gave us quite a gift tonight, and I appreciate it. Okay, you guys, thank you for hanging in there and listening to the whole show, and we have had a really good night. Thank you so much, and hopefully we will bring Roman on again in the future. Meanwhile, take care of each other, and we will see you soon.
Living hell of another world.
Step out of the world you see.
You do not respond.
The Supernatural Radio Show. Open up your mind We programmed your brain.
The Supernatural Radio Show.
You must learn to obey.
Brought to you by PurplePlates.com for harmony, healing, and living energy products for a greater quality of life. The Supernatural Radio Show.
That was interesting.